This is a Cortez Radio news update. About 100 people attended the memorial to Jared Lowndes, who was gunned down by the RCMP outside the Campbell River Tim Hortons takeout on July 8, 2021. One of the three stops they made was at the RCMP station, where the crowd voiced their anger outside the door. Lowndes' mother, Laura Hamilton, and more than a dozen protesters went inside, where three officers met them. You could see the officers' mouths moving, but their words were drowned out by the roar that erupted in response. The only voice you hear in this audio is Hamilton's, who would not accept the RCMP explanation.
There's no possible way you can understand the terror every time I try to close my eyes and I see that shotgun.
Chief Darren Blaney of the Hamelco Nation blames the shooting on the RCMP's lack of training. The RCMP were attempting to serve an outstanding warrant for weapons possession. According to Faye Blaney, the great aunt of Lowndes' daughters, Phoenix and Patience, Lowndes was acquitted of the associated charges years ago. The court dismissed them after Lowndes' common-law wife confessed she had planted the gun in his possessions. However, the warrant to obtain a sample of DNA that could show if Lowndes touched the gun was still in the system. Chief Darren Blaney of the Hamelco Nation blames the shooting on the RCMP's lack of training. He said the police should not have the ability to use lethal force after only 6 months' training. They go to university for a total of 4 years and are given the authority to kill people. The First Nations community and people of color are paying the price. Faye Blaney said the First Nations community has been targeted by police. She suspects Lowndes fled because he knew the RCMP could inflict violence upon him with impunity. According to a memo sent to Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodall in 2017, 36% of the people fatally shot by police during the previous decade were Indigenous, but they constitute less than 5% of the population. Lowndes is the fourth member of Vancouver Island's First Nations community that police have killed in a little over a year. When they caught up with him at the Tim Hortons takeout, the RCMP rammed Lowndes' car from three directions. Lowndes and his four-month-old puppy were trapped inside. The RCMP sent the dog Gator in after them. Lowndes defended himself with a knife. Police responded by shooting him in the face 3 times. Unconfirmed reports state he may have been shot up to 6 times. Cortez Island resident Tanya Henk drove by at 9:15 that morning.
I drove by probably about 15 to 20 minutes after it happened, and there was a good dozen cop cars lined all along the front. You couldn't really see back. You could see people in this adjacent parking lot were looking over. I drove by probably about an hour and a half later, and you could see Jared's body. He was covered, but he was very, very obvious to see. There was an ambulance on either side of him, but nothing was blocking him. And when my friend drove by at 6:30 that evening, you could still see his body laying there. Anyone who drove by or walked by would have seen his body laying there.
Faye Blaney was among the friends and family that gathered on the sidewalk outside Tim Hortons. She said Lowndes' body was not removed until 10 p.m. that evening. The street-side memorial for Lowndes, set up within view of the Tim Hortons takeout where he was gunned down, has been torn down several times and replaced by a shrine to the dog Gator. When the memorial procession stopped at the RCMP station, Lowndes' mother laid flowers at Gator's grave.
We came here to bring flowers for a dead service dog. We didn't come to deface We didn't come to tear it down or to shred anything. We have more respect than that. And my son has more honor than that. And he wouldn't allow us to do anything like that. He would want us to bring flowers and to pay our respects and not harm anyone, not harm anything.
She said, "My son was an animal lover. There's no way he would want to kill a dog. It had to be life and death for him and his own dog. He was a vegetarian. He was 6'6" and a vegetarian." The testimonies to Lowndes' character, his willingness to help, to listen, to drive people when they needed a lift, were many. A friend who had known Lowndes for 25 years spoke of the many times they shared each other's problems. Others, including Lowndes' daughters, shared their grief through song. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Union of British Columbia Indian Chiefs could not attend, but wrote, "We mourn the loss of another cherished and critical Indigenous life that was needlessly taken at the all-too-ready hands of police. Jared Lowndes endured unchecked racism, violence, sexual and physical abuse, and mistreatment from the foster and criminal justice systems throughout his life. We join Jared's family in absolutely condemning the lethal force used by the police, and we support their call for an Indigenous investigator and civilian monitor to be appointed by the Independent Investigations Office, as well as a public inquest into an incident that is but the latest in an unacceptable and racist series of Indigenous people dying through police actions."